Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert, is here. Ray, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the video in this Cephalosha case with Perro up in New York or...
You know, I have, and I'll tell you, I think to answer some of these questions, there's going to be some medical testimony. There are doctors, orthopedic surgeons, who put leg bones, femurs back together that could probably testify. Looking at the edema, the bruising, was this caused by a sharp object, or was it a stress fracture or a torquing fracture? Mm-hmm. So somebody, there's going to be some medical testimony, and I believe that this is the same lawyer, Yaya, if I remember to pronounce his name, that represented Lawrence, football player.
Lawrence Phillips,
I think so. So he's, and his dad's an attorney in Atlanta. So these, he's got some high-powered people working for him. I would expect a lawsuit. I really would. And that the Southern District of New York, that area of Manhattan and the Bronx and Brooklyn, those are some of the highest jury verdicts in the country, that in Miami. I mean, that's where plaintiffs, that's where you see these $10 million awards for an auto accident. So I think they're going to file suit. He's got damages. He may never play again. Let's face facts.
Another case, too.
We talked about a true attorney. Oh, he may never play again.
We talked about Aaron Hernandez. One that we haven't talked about, another bet hanging in the balance, the billionaire wife of former Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling. She got her revenge against a woman that he secretly showered with gifts. This V. Stiviano now has to surrender a $1.8 million duplex. She's got to return $800,000 lavished on her in cash handouts, several luxury cars, including a Ferrari. Shelley Sterling claimed that Stiviano seduced her 80-year-old husband and manipulated him to give up community property, which to me was key to the bet. I felt like, wait a minute, you can't just be given stuff that you think is yours, even though it's partially hers, to some little tart on the side.
Yeah, look, a gift is a watch. A gift is a gift certificate for dinner for two at Bones. That's a gift, okay? When you start giving away millions of dollars of family assets, money that was income that was generated during the pendency of a very lengthy marriage, as you said
and
earlier.
And a drop in the bucket, really, for the two of these people.
Yeah, but that's not relevant.
No,
what's relevant
not.
Is you took a piece of property, a condominium or a luxury apartment, and you gave it to somebody else, not as a gift, but as a reward for interfering with their marital relationship. She won this case. The wife did. Now, it can be appealed within 15 days. Judging by the losing lawyer's language, it's going to be an appeal. They're going to try to set up perhaps a negotiation of not give it all back, keep some things. The cash is gone. This gal's not coming up with whatever cash she spent on fun and shoes and everything else. It's the physical property, the Bentley, the Ferrari, and the condo that the family wants
back.
Has
she set mistresses back 40 years? You know, the lady that always got a little something extra on the side.
No, don't forget.
Wives can sue in court in California.
Well, don't forget, California started the Palimony case. Was that, Robert Mitchum? My God, that's so many years ago. So we're a lifetime girlfriend or a partner, so to speak, who supports you and helps you promote your career can derive some of your assets, but that's not in a marriage situation, and this is a legal marriage.
And
right?
for Shelley Sterling, this wasn't about the money. This is a triumph over a younger woman who cuddled up to her husband in public.
Yeah,
and isn't that really what it's all about?
Yeah, and I think they have, you know, if you have children, I don't know if these folks have children, the Sterlings, let's assume they do.
Boy,
yes, they
do.
Well, I might say, you know what, this was our grandchildren's Ferrari and Bentley.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You know, I'm fighting for them because a Ferrari or Bentley puts a kid through college.
As they were going down the list at the end of all of this, Mrs. Sterling said, hey, where's that red Ferrari? You what?
Oh, I support them and give them food and clothes.
All right, now what about Aaron Hernandez? Obviously,
who?
He's going to appeal, correct?
Oh, the appeal
is automatic.
The first thing you do is you file what's called a motion for new trial. That's just sort of the procedure. It will be denied by the judge who said, I've sat through, you know, 6 weeks of trial.
Yeah, we're sick of it.
35 hours of jury deliberations. The verdict stands. Then you file your appeals in the next level of court, which is the Massachusetts Appellate Court or the Supreme Court, because it's a life penalty, lifetime in jail. Sure, he'll appeal. I mean, look, here's how appeals work. First of all, in criminal cases, about 93% to 95% of convictions are upheld by the appellate courts. Okay,
what you're saying is,
win at trial. Don't worry about an appeal in the criminal cases. Right? Go ahead.
But there's a chance.
There's always a chance. And and what an appeal does, just
dun,
like
dun, dun,
just like
dun,
in
dun,
the last case, if you raise meritorious appellate issues, you might get a resentencing, you might get a new trial, you might get something. So they're going to raise the appeal. Now, what happens is usually the lawyers who try the case, the courtroom lawyers, don't do the appellate work. appellate work is, number one, a subspecialty like microsurgery or brain surgery. But secondly, the appeals lawyers, one of the things they're going to do in this case is raise ineffective assistance of counsel. Why? You guys raised it before. It's at the end of this trial that the defense throws their guy at the scene. Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention it for the last 4 weeks, but Hernandez was actually there. He got scared, and he's never said this to anybody before, and he won't take the stand to admit that. Okay? So that could be decided. It's a tactical decision, but the appellate lawyer is going to say, no, that was ineffective.
Can I ask, who's paying the appellate lawyer?
If he's indigent, the taxpayers of the state of Massachusetts.
But if there's, I guess my real question, if Hernandez does have some money someplace.
Yeah, he has to hire a lawyer.
Or he might not.
Well, he'll file an appeal. He'll file, you know, look, in every jail, in every prison is the jailhouse lawyer.
Are you taking the appeal case based upon the fact that he can pay you or because you're a swell guy and this is what you do for a living?
You know, there's actually lawyers that find some of these issues interesting, you know, intellectually interesting. There may be some court watchers, appellate lawyers says, wait a second. I think that judge made a mistake, and I want to change the law in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right? My point is he might not be able to buy as good an attorney as perhaps he had the first
time. Well, you spend your money on the trial lawyers, the courtroom lawyers. Yes. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Well, speaking of that, Ray Giudice, 680 The Fan legal expert, joining us this morning. Are you surprised at the way they defended his case, his defense?
That last curveball did surprise me because here's what I think. You know, I think they had the defense team had a problem because of the shoe print and the joint found at the scene of the dead body. Of
Well, they also had a problem because the guy's guilty.
Right. Well, okay, but that's true. But if you're going if your position, if your defense is, I was there, I didn't do it, one of these two guys did it, it really becomes almost difficult to make that without taking the witness stand. Now, taking the witness stand subjects you to what? A cross-examination by an experienced prosecutor who gets to cross-examine you on all issues, just not that one little statement. Right. So that's why they didn't take that chance.
I'm sticking up, no pun intended, I'm sticking to my guns. I think they each took a pop at the guy. Because in the gang world, if you do it and I do it and he does it,
they pass the gun around.
And we can't roll on each other.
That may be, but you know, which bullet killed him? I mean, that's still what's called group felony murder, essentially. That's not the legal term for it, but if we all shoot one guy, we're all convicted of murder. I mean, that's how it's going to go down.
Ray Giudice, 680 The Fan legal expert. I want you representing me. How do I go about getting in touch with you?
You know, there's so many ways. Cell phone, 404-964-4185. It's on all the time. Okay. Go to the 680 The Fan website. Okay. I've got a blog post. You hit that, it'll take you to my webpage with all my information.
You know what? Quickly before you go, I've had a couple of incidents at the house where I've had probably kids that are coming and rolling the house. It's part of this junior-senior wars thing, you know.
That's what you'd like to write it off on. I think they've heard you speak.
What sort of rights do I have as a homeowner whose house is being violated?
Each one of those young adults who came on your property is guilty of a crime called criminal trespass. They have trespassed on your property to commit a crime. Now, it's a misdemeanor, but let's say they did enough damage that killed one of the trees or broke a window in excess of $500. In Georgia, that's a felony criminal trespass charge. Remember the guy that killed the trees down in Auburn?
Yes.
That's what he was charged with. So you do have rights, but you have to identify somebody. You just can't go take out a mass warrant against all the members
like
of
the
high school
of these kids.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
No, you'd have to. No, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know if even Ray wants to defend you. I thought the roll of toilet paper was a gun. I was only defending myself.
That's a bad argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
I'll take the
that.
Fee. I mean, look, I'll give you the best defense you're going to get.
I'm going to put you on a retainer.
I like that.
Because I like you.
Those are magic words.
All right.
Those are magic words.
Ray Giudice joining us here on 680 The Family.